It was now night. The stars were intense, but the gigantic Jeffrey pines stood dark and sullen. Only the three kerosene lanterns provided light. When Crooked Leg, Bob Anderson, had said that his ranch was at the end of the road, he meant it. 100 yards beyond the rustic cabin, the hillside became a mountain. I didn't have an altimeter, but judging from how hard it was for me to breathe, the cabin had to be at over 9,000 feet. The wind brought teeth-chattering cold. Still, I felt warm in intense anticipation. Crooked Leg had just told me that Davy Kirkby had a wife, Lorraine. "Yeah, I think it is time we go and visit with her." "Is she close by?" "Not far. Just over to Tennessee." "You mean Tennessee, the state, or someplace else close by?" "I mean Mount Juliet, Tennessee. About a half hour east of Nashville." I hesitated. What was I getting myself into? Crooked Leg became irritable. "You in or you out?" "I guess I'm in." "Mister, don't ever guess about anything. You are either in or you are out. There is no guessing about it." "I'm in," I said with greater conviction. "We'll take your car. I doubt that old Harriet would make it." Night Rider up to Truckee. An original story from Appaloosa Radio. Chapter 7, Radio Surfing. "Sure," I responded, evidencing my strong conviction. At the casino, I grabbed my clothes and checked out. I also made a quick call to Terry, my girlfriend. She was loud and frenzied. She could not understand what I was doing, where I was going, or why I was doing this insane thing, and that was only her first sentence. "You know I probably won't be here when you get back, hear me? I won't be here." I sighed deeply, and was in the midst of telling her how much I cared for her when she hung up. While I was getting my stuff ready, Crooked Leg had a drink with some Apache friends in the casino's bar. He told one man that he would be gone for a few days and asked if the man could watch over his place. It was apparent that Bob Anderson, the cattle buyer, was liked and respected in the Mescalero Apache community. Yahoo Maps says that it takes 19 hours and 32 minutes to drive from Mescalero, New Mexico, to Mount Juliet, Tennessee. We made it in 15 hours, and I did all the driving. As we started off, I thought traveling together might be a good way to come to know Crooked Leg Bob better. However, for nearly 9 hours, he said nothing. Instead, he would switch from radio station to radio station, listening to brief snippets of music, and then switching again. Sometimes he would linger longer on a station, vocalizing with the singer, or humming a few bars with the instrumentalists. He was in his own world, but I was not invited in. Finally, after a gas and bathroom break, he spoke. I don't have a radio or TV or computer up where I live, so I don't get to listen to much music. You know, I really don't know any of these performers. I used to know everybody. After 3 bars, I could tell you who was on mandolin, fiddle, guitar, or drums. I knew who wrote the piece and who their agent was. All the players. I was never wrong. Just knew what it sounded like. Just knew. He breathed in deeply. After a long pause, he commented, "It's still snowing. Thought we'd run out of it a while back." Later, some miles down the road, he continued his conversation. "Now, I don't recognize anybody. Nobody. None of these folks. It was time for an important question. Do you miss your music? Losing music is worse than losing someone you love, but I have my mountains, and I'm learning to appreciate the Apache approach to things. So it is not too bad of a trade-off. When did you move to Mescalero?" "Oh, in the late 90s, after the band broke up." "You mean the Winds of the Roaring Plains?" "Yeah. We were a minor success, and I mean minor." "Was Davy Kirkby a part of the group?" "Yeah, Davy was my lead guitar. He also helped with some of the vocals." "Was he good?" "He was damn good, far better than an old fart like me. He could really connect with people. Everywhere he went, he drew attention to himself." Bob stopped talking and returned to his radio surfing, to the music that was no longer his.